They call him Punt, the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him
Yo, the saga begins. Begin war. I'll draw first blood, be the first to set it off. My cause, tap all jaws, lay down laws. We take it with jaws, we do jokes, rust the doors. Here come the D's, trying to make breeze, the guns toss. In full force, some team will go at your main source. My nine Taurus, hit bosses and take hostages. Your whole setup, from the ground up, we lock shit. Blood floods your eye, fuck up your optics. Switch to kill instincts, for niggas pop shit. Your nigga know it, what's the topic? 9 pound, we rocked it. 96 strike back with more hot shit. Illuminate my team, glow like radiation, with no time for patience or complication. Let's get it done right, my click airtight. Trapped in the never-ending gunfights, and niggas lose strikes and lose life. Jail niggas sending kites to the street over some beef that wasn't fully cooked. Finish them off, well done me. Then said 22 slugged the ahead. Travel all the way down to LA.
And yo, it's hell on earth. Who's next are gonna be first? The project's frontline, and the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, it's right in front of your eye. And yo, it's hell on earth. Who's next are gonna be first? The projects is frontline, and the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, yo, it's right in front of your eye.
We rep the QBC, nigga rep yours, this is all love. Midly stacked down, heavily guarded by hollow tip slugs. Then crack down, I wanna be thugs, adapt the gas sound and bow down. Slow the fuck up, see how I'm found now? Articulate, hitting body parts and start shifting shit. Never hesitate, it's the rap game unlimited. Sign my roster, we can do this, forever infinite. Then reminisce, 20 years later, how we was getting it. Either with me, go against the grain, you better hit me. Legging me, you're robbing me, niggas better body me. Cause it's a small world, the niggas talking like bitches. Bitches singing like snitches, pointing you out in pitches. Cause she repped the QBC faithfully. Player hating me, all that bullshit is just making me more the better. The concentrator getting cheddar. Your shorty set you up, you better deader. I told you, shape and mold you, sun you, then I hold you. Like a pimp, mind control you, double edged, blow you. Handle B.I. like I'm supposed to. The click is coastal, international, you local. Bacardi mix, physically fixed. Hit you with shit, that'll leave a loose nigga stiff, properly fixed. Son, I solved them. Pulled them in my world, then involved them in chaos. Walk the beat like around the wake cops, the average pissed off. QB City Dog, fall the part three. Gotti Gambino and Ty Nitty. Scarface, rest in peace. Rest
Who's
in
next peace. Are gonna be first? The projects is frontline, and the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, and yo, it's right in front of your eyes. Hell on earth, who's next are gonna be first? The project is frontline, and the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, and yo, it's right in front of your eyes.
Yo, the heavy metal king hold big shit with spare clips. You see eclipse when the max spit, your top got split. Laying dead with open eyes, close his eyelids. Turn off his light, switch to darkness. It's deep enough, it's a street life. Blood on my kick, shit on my knife. Use the wild child, kick or turn him into mice. I was born to take power, leave my mark on this planet. The phantom of crime rap, niggas is left stranded. Shut down your operation. Close for business, leave a foul taste in your mouth like Guinness. POW niggas is found, MIA. We move like the special forces, green beret. Heavily around my throat, I don't claim shit brand new. Back in 89 the same way. The guard P, walk with a limp, see. But simply to simplify shit, no man could go against me. Test me, you must be Benji, don't tempt me. I had this full clip for so long, it needs to empty. The reason why I fought for so long, cause I don't waste it. You properly hit, blood in your mouth so you can taste it. I just kept, I lay back and watch the world spin. I hear thugs claiming that they're gonna rob the mall when they see us. I tell you what, Black, here's the issue, it's a package deal. You rob me, you take these missiles along with that. I ain't your average cat, fuck rap. I'm trying to make cream and that's that. Whatever it takes, I have it, got to go down. Four mics on stage, a motherfucker 4 pound. Speakers leaking out sound, the niggas leaking on the ground. I could truly care less, the guard gon' get his. Regardless, blow for blow, let's find out who hit hardest. This rap artist used to be a stick up artist. Sometimes I test myself, see if I still got it. Alive niggas stay on point, never disregard shit or forget the essence from which I emerge. PS6 and say that bullshit for the birds. Live up to my words, if I got beef, niggas coming in herds. We flush through your clique, get purged.
would like to thank everybody who joined me for my 100th episode. It was a great milestone, and I appreciate everybody who tuned in and tapped in. Also, this will be the last episode of 2022. I got a special guest today, Shan B. Potten. We got something planned really special for y'all. So that's what's up. Also, let's get into another segment of What's Poppin'. But before that, this will be the last episode of the year. The next episode will air Friday the 13th, January. Friday the 13th. So with that being said, let's get into another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. 100 episodes. That's what's poppin'. Happy holidays. That's what's poppin'. Season's greetings from Riders Live. That's what's poppin'. Stay focused. That's what's poppin'. Keep doing the work. That's what's poppin'. Huntside Music. That's what's poppin'. The Podcast Journal. That's what's poppin'. The Podcast Questions. That's what's poppin'. Marketing the Podcast. That's what's poppin'. Brainstorming the Podcast. That's what's poppin'. Shan B. Potten. That's what's poppin'. Mobb Deep is the What's Poppin' artist of the day. Let's get it.
He's out the motherfucking pack.
Right out the
but niggas
sure.
Don't know how to act.
Yeah, sure.
He's out the motherfucking pack.
Yeah, sure.
But niggas don't know how to act. Yo, NYC. You and I verse seriously. Havoc you be. Queens niggas so it seem to be. Monopolize strategies of war. Exercise mega. Got word back for Noriega. The DA got video cassette taper. The guard with the guard. You now pulling a caper. Running up in the spot. Mass and duct taper. Pig tie they motherfucking wrist to the ankles I've been through. Crime shit my niggas into. Peep the issue. Situation like this we sticking him to. JFK on our way to LA. Got links with big gas down in Santa Barbara. My crew do it the mob way every day. Crime pay, who wanna gunplay? Thrill me, niggas kill me. Grilling me, you wanna look, peep the 9 milli. Non-dress, you know the drilly. Niggas suspect, weak links pose threats. I have yet to met challenger who go against my set. Gem stars razor sharp like Gillette. Shaving closely on any character approach me. I let the streets get the best of me. Infamy, my destiny. While cat burger laws trying to sneak deep the recipe. Inside my rap cookbook, paragraphs is for me. Pay about 5,000 a plate.
No doubt, kid, I hit them niggas like a bid. The prosecutor, running up in your crib. Do your dirt, I do my dirt, or by my lonely. It's only me, and the gap that's holding me. We got a lock beyond measure, the click's under pressure. Extort you for your treasure, smack her with the undresser. Represent your clique, go ahead, get that ass whipped.
Floating in the river with your body wrapped in plastic.
Wanna be thug, get smacked for back talking. QB represent, fuck that, it can happen. While you rapping, I'm busy trying to sneak the gadget. Contaminant, cut the party short while you jamming. We think smarter, reach harder. Got the 44 bodyguard or something you don't want a part of. If I was you, then I would do what I have to. But you ain't me. You hesitated, so I clapped you. Then stepped off casually, naturally me.
Niggas thinking shit sweet. I carry big heat, wavy hair, chip teeth. Up in this bitch deep, Queens murder clicks me. Yellow tape on black gates, Mediterranean. Projects is like a way I escape into zones. That's irregular, why debate on the phone? I'm solar cellular, Escobar 600. You just a crumb inside a world where the rich running. Curriculum of a mathologist. Deep throats, they try to swallow this. Anthropologists, dynasties are great knowledges. I preserve in my dome. Niggas' mics is full of silicone, spots blown. Gorilla ice on this killer's life. I put my word on it. Now you can sleep on a rock or swerve on it. Nas is menage a trois. On Mount Airy Lodges, we like a smooth fan, but rougher than how DeBarges. Catching charges, a marksman, living heartless. Grab a cartridge, cock my shit on some mob shit. We mobbin', putting niggas in mausoleums. From Queens cross to Throg's neck, heads pop, I see em.
For niggas don't know how to act. To all my niggas on the block slinging crack. Rest in peace to my niggas laying on their back. To all the niggas who bust gap.
Live nigga rap.
For niggas don't know how to act. To all my niggas on the block slinging crack. Rest in peace to my niggas on their back. To all the niggas who bust gat.
Live nigga rap.
For niggas don't know how to act. To all the niggas on the block slinging crack. Rest in peace to my niggas on their back. To all the niggas who bust gat.
Live nigga.
Yo, don't we gotta get this loot up? World is born, thug.
Yeah, to all the killers and the $100 billers. For real, because who ain't got no feelings? Feelings. Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share. For all those who wanna profile and pose, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face. You're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my teammate. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough nigga deceased, another story is told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I could get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, son. They shook, cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turned nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook ones.
He ain't a crook, son.
He just a shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to get you trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, if you don't play, I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son. I'm bigger than those, claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And once the smoke clears, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn to hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake jazz, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal minds thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React quick, spit lyrics like Max, I hit your dome up when I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm creepy.
Son, they shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that comes with guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turned
nuts. Cap or
store,
son, I don't know, man. It came from the roof, yo.
Roof. Well, up. I don't know if they call it. Literally, like, on the roof, man. That shit done with. Who was it, yo?
Who did that, son?
It came from the roof, yo. Let's go get him,
man,
right now, man.
Let's go get him, son.
Get the heat, man. Come on, yo.
Get to my mother, son.
Come on, let's get the car bleeding
the way out. With the gas, man. Your business, come on,
yo, yo, chill. Come through it, yo. We're gonna do this shit right, son.
That was Mobb Deep with Loud Nigga Rap and Shook Ones Part 2. Both of those songs are available on all streaming platforms.
You are tuned in to Rada's podcast. All right. And this is your girl, Shan, the silly one, the throw goat. What's up? I hope you guys are enjoying the episode. And if you are a podcaster, like I discussed in this episode, don't sleep on yourself, okay? If you need a little bit of guidance, I got you. Lulu.com for the podcast books. Put in the podcast journal and you will see one book that turns into two books that turns into three books. And it's a write-in journal for you to create however you want to create. And if you're looking for me, just check out shambipodden.com. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to Rodas Live. I'm here with the host of the She Gets It podcast. And the numerous podcasts. It's a long list of accolades, but let me start small by asking you to introduce yourself to the listeners of Rodas Live.
All right. So y'all already know. It's me. It's Shan. It's She of She Gets It Pod. Shan B. Podden. ShanBePodden.com. I am the creator of this podcast and many podcasts, Cozy Womb Podcast for Parenting. You know, if you got skeet skeet and you got caught up, boom, that's the podcast for you. I love books. So we got So What Patreon Be, which is like an on-the-go book club with two of my friends. Loud Mouth Stereo, I do with Greg from Young Black and Bothered. And The Real Relationship Rapport, I do with Jay on Stereo. And then we have... Am I missing one? No, I think that's all of them. Yeah, I think that's all of them. So I'm a creative by heart. If I can't create, I feel stifled. I'm a introvert and extrovert. I extroverted with my people. And if you're not my people, I'm in the house. I'm introverted. I don't feel like I'm ever missing out with what's going on outside. The older I get, the more... I'd rather not be around human beings and just be around product and things. And any way I can create, whether it's writing, podcasting, painting, illustrating, designing, and just being in the essence of my kids being kids and not trying to grow up too fast, that helps me balance out everything. So, yeah.
Okay. So let's have some fun. I got a couple of icebreakers for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you like multiple choices or just straight to it?
Multiple choice.
All right. Okay. It's a game that I play with the fellas called Smash, Pass, or Dash.
Lord.
So shout out to Kendra from the Coffee with Kendra podcast. She, when she did the lady, she did Fuck, Marry, Kill. So,
okay,
I'm gonna borrow the Fuck, Marry, Kill from Kendra.
Okay,
so we're gonna play Fuck, Marry, Kill. We're gonna have four rounds.
Okay, all right,
you ready?
Yes,
all right. Michael B. Jordan, Joey Badass, and Kyrie Irving.
Marry Joey Badass because he's very intuitive and the way that he puts out work is intricate and his essence gives me 90s Wu-Tang. I think Michael B. Jordan is nice to look at. Maybe I'll fuck.
Okay.
And then kill... will be whoever you said because I don't know his face.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like sports. I don't care about sports.
That's cool.
So
how can I just kill him, man? You ready? ready for the second round?
Yeah.
We got Maxwell.
Ooh.
Bruce, and Puffy.
Okay. Marry. I think I would want to marry Maxwell, even though I don't think he's for my team.
Right.
Kill. I don't want to screw Bruce or Diddy. Okay. So,
maybe. I think Diddy is very shady. So I wouldn't trust him enough to keep him around, so I would have to kill him off. And then Bruce, I mean, would he really know if he was fucking or not? I think he would just be like in my belly button. So I'll go ahead and take that one.
Okay. All right. You ready for another round?
Yeah.
50 Cent, Mike Epps, and Tyrese.
Oh my God. I love Mike Epps. If he wasn't married, I'd marry him. So I love a man that's like, that loves music and is funny. Like, what? Okay, so marry Mike. Have a great session with 50 Cent. And who's the other person?
Tyrese.
Sorry, you gotta go. Because he be crying too much. Sorry, get off the internet.
He does. Okay, the last round. D-Ray, Genuine, and Nas.
You know I'm marrying Nas. That's my favorite lyricist.
Okay.
Okay. D-Ray, I would have a great session because he's into extracurriculars. And then who's the next person?
Genuine.
Oh, yeah. He got to go. Like, sir, your knees are gone. Stop trying to whine. He got like 10 kids. Like, sir, have a seat.
Yeah, he does. Okay, that's cool. So we got a little more fun. If you could build a bae, you could build your perfect man, build your bae with five qualities from any man that ever lived, past, present, dead or alive. What qualities would they be, and which man would you choose?
Okay, so if I could build a bae, it would be a man who's good with his hands. He's good at fixing things. Because my grandfather was a carpenter. And I got a lot of men in my family that work for themselves and they work with their hands. And I don't want to have another man come into my home for something my husband should be able to do. He needs to have a body like Teddy Pendergrass.
Okay.
He needs to be focused.
Take it off.
Let me tell you, he needs to be focused on pouring into his purpose. A reader. I like intelligent men. I love watching documentaries. He has to be willing to travel, goal to work for himself solely and control his time, like me. He has to be a daddy already. He has to love music, old mostly, and maybe a little bit new. And he has to be well-versed in many cultures. That way, like, if you go to the suburbs, you know how to talk to these white folks. Right. If you go to another country, you know to be on your P's and Q's. If you go to the hood, you're not, oh my God, like, chill out. You know, if there's a cop behind you, you're not ducking and weaving because you worry they might do something. You just got all your shit in order and I can relax. I'm more feminine around men. I'm super trusting and comfortable with. You gotta love animals. Because I always grew up with animals. I dated somebody that hated anything on four legs. You see, that didn't work.
Dogs don't like other dogs.
Listen, I'm just like, wait. And preferably a man who could cook, will cook with me sometimes, and is invested in being around for his kids' kids. Because I think a lot of men today you know, they drinking a lot, they smoking whatever they want. But we so advanced now that you don't have to inhale this smoke into your body in order to get what you're getting out of this product. There's another way. And I think if you have kids, you got to be top tier taking care of yourself and just limit that shit. Like, if you're going to do it on a weekly basis, cool. If you're going to do it on a daily basis, let it be that one time for the day. But like, this is your fourth roll up today.
Right.
And you think you're going to be around for your child's graduation? You think you're going to be around, you know, for them buying their first house? You're not. Like, it's a human body. We only get one. We're not Kardashians, you know? So that character-wise, very honest, regardless of if it's going to hurt my feelings or not. Trusting and comfortable around firearms, because I am.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right. Like, they've been robbing people left and right in Chicago. People just sitting around like ducks. They're right. Just getting out, catching people walking, looking at their cell phone or whatever, just doing what they gotta do.
Even here in Atlanta, too, my best friend just picked up her Porsche today, which is a very juicy red color. And I'm just like, dog, please do not be in the city, like, idle on your phone sitting in this shit, because these people out here, they have nothing to do. Like, living in New York was different because everybody's, you know, they got somewhere to be and they're not sitting ducks watching people to get shit.
Right.
And I was so comfortable being around all those people, no matter what time it was. Here, it's just like, you can't do that.
Right.
And so because she lives near the Mercedes-Benz Stadium right downtown, I'm just like, sis, please. I know you keep your tools, but please keep it on the seat. Please keep it with you at all times. And she was like, well, I'm not going to drive it unless I'm with, you know, my husband or, you know, at my mom's house or your house. I was like, okay, cool. But please, like, and it's so shitty that you can't even be comfortable in nice things. Like, even, you know, my daughter's dad, he just got a 2022 BMW. Mm-hmm. And I understand a man in his 40s going through a midlife crisis and want to feel good about himself. Like, cool. But understand, you can't park this shit everywhere. And understand, when you want to meet up with somebody, you're going to have to really think, okay, where is this place at that we go in? Is my car going to be safe here? And it's now it's like annoying that has to be like a triple check when you're going somewhere, because it's not like you're driving another vehicle. Like, even for my friend, it's easy for her because she has a Honda if she want to blend in a little bit, and she want to drive that truck. But it's just crazy out here that you can't even have nice shit because people would rather get a quick come up than do the work.
Yeah, the world's wicked. And, you know, that's just like, I always say, a slow hustle beats cheating a grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, especially, you know, with the podcasting. And speaking of podcasting, let's talk about the podcast journal.
Yes.
Let's talk about the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about the marketing 101 of the podcast.
Okay.
Which you happen to be the author and writer of, creator of all three.
Correct. Correct. I don't know when you're going to put this show out, but for those who listen, you'll know. You'll be the first to know. So I did a fourth book that I'm dropping on Christmas.
Okay.
But before I get into that one, I'm going to tell you about the other three. I created the podcast journal because since the beginning of time, I've always had a book that I write in, that I put thoughts in, right? You know, girls have diaries. I'm the youngest of five boys. And of course, they got my diary and teased me about it. But like, I didn't care. And writing was just like another form of expression. My mom loves to write. and she's a great artist. She loves to draw plants and all types of stuff. Like, we all draw, but I'm the only one. I'm the only one that pursued like studying art. So I wanted to do the journal because a lot of people don't know how to organize their thoughts. Let me get some water before I choke to death and not in the way he like.
Ain't no throat on this episode.
No late night throat. Okay. So I made the podcast journal because a lot of people were struggling in like how to format their why am I choking?
It's okay to be nervous. It's no problem.
No. You know what it is? Kid germs. So I had this horrible cold.
Okay.
And it's like this lingering dry cough.
Right.
And it only happens at night. And so when I'm talking a lot.
Don't feel bad because I had it. And you know, I was watching the news today. They said that, you know, it's a combination of people catching COVID, then they catching the flu, and they catching that respiratory cough.
It's you know what's so crazy that you said that? I just saw a video. It's like four other things that it could be on top of that shit. But it's so annoying. Okay. I'm going to edit that out.
It's okay.
Okay, so the podcasting journal I made to help people organize their thoughts when they're podcasting. So it'll help you with your intro, help you with the body of the podcast, your description, your outro, setting up your episodes. So, you know, like you put an album together.
Yeah.
You want it to be like a complete thought. And I think if you sit and you make a season, you don't have to make a season. I love podcasting because there's no rules, but you want to make a full idea. You can title your episodes out so your brain start working.
Exactly.
And, every season I do, I build it around a thought. So each episode makes sense. So whenever somebody's like, oh, I'm starting podcasting, but I need help, I'm just like, okay, do this book first. So that's the first book I try to tell them to get. Then we have the second book I did. Was that the marketing one? Yeah, that was a marketing one, marketing the podcast one-on-one, where a lot of people, they record, but they think they only post a picture and they're good. No, these people are lazy.
That's true.
And I'm not saying you as a creator, I'm saying people who are digesting visuals, audio, shows. That's why the songs keep getting shorter. Because people are lazy. They don't want to sit through the experience. So you got to be able to be on video, have reels. People want to see your face because they're nosy. They want to see little pieces of your life because they're nosy. They want to feel like they know you. That's why I try to make sure, even though I might not sit on it all day, there's a TikTok. Even though I might not sit on it all day, there's a Twitter. If somebody puts my name in Google, I make sure I'm easy to find.
You have excellent search engine optimization. because you are doing the work.
Yes. So a lot of people be scared to put their name on their work, which is crazy. It's your work. You put in the time, you put in the effort. So I'm always like hashtagging something, tagging it, understanding who my audience is. That's super important, because what are they searching for? What are they worried about? What are they stressing about? What would somebody want to listen to? Why would somebody want to listen? Like, these are all the questions that you want to put in your podcast topic and idea. Because if I go to the mall and I got needs and I'm in my 30s, what would make me spend my money in the mall? And that's how you have to think. What would make me put gas in my car and drive all the way to that store that's having this sale on this one thing? You got to know your needs of who's listening. And so marketing the podcast helps people organize their website for merch, how they upload their video on YouTube, how they organize their Twitter, and how to set up their IG. Because a lot of people will say, well, I sell candles. Okay, what's your Instagram? Go on their Instagram. There's nothing about candles. It's selfies. It's a picture of their kid at the park. It's, they went out for ice cream. Like, if you say you sell something or you do something, I should be able to go to this one website, this one link, and eat the essence of what you told me.
Exactly.
And so you got to be organized and strategic about it. Personally, I try to separate everything. That's why Cozy Womb has a its own podcast on its own thing, its own IG, its own Twitter, its own email. And I know everybody is not like me. I like to be busy on purpose. And people will say, well, how the hell you manage 5 Twitters? How the hell you manage multiple emails? How you manage multiple Instagrams and you really be on them all? Because I have a vision, and my vision is to control my time and work for myself. And yeah, I feel like if I'm consistent, these companies are going to come to me, which they have.
Consistency is the key.
Yes. They want to see that they ain't got to tell you what to do in order to make money. You're already doing it. All they got to do is connect. Let's do a contract where you do something for me, I do something for you. And that's the goal for me. Like, this year coming, I want at least 3 sponsorships in a way to financially make my family comfortable to where I could be like, oh, I don't have to take that job.
Exactly.
I'm good. Exactly. And I could really like go in with this podcasting stuff. And then that can snowball into the other things I want to do. And that's what we all supposed to do. We're supposed to find our purpose and pour into it. And then you have the podcast questions, because a lot of podcasters, each episode, they got an interview with somebody. And I'm not knocking it. Do it. I've done it for some seasons, and I've done it where I just sprinkle it in some seasons. And then I had some seasons where it's just me. You got to know what questions to ask someone who's a public speaker. You got to know what questions to ask someone who's a mom. You got to know what questions to ask someone who's a musician. And I feel like the best way to be organized about that is to have one book with multiple options of what you would ask that type of guest. I did put some of the questions that I would ask in there, but in each journal, I left space for you to create what you want your podcast to be, what vision you have. I don't want to step on the toes of your vision. I just want to tiptoe you into it. And in all of the journals, you'll see all this information, 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 information at the beginning. And if you pay attention to the book, the more I get towards the end, I start putting in less stuff, because you know what this page is.
Yeah.
I already told you.
Yeah.
You know what you do here. I already told you. Show me what you could do. And I do that in all of the journals. So the one that's about to come out, it's more so of keeping you accountable on your branding and finding a strategy on, okay, what day are you going to do TikToks? How many TikToks are you going to do?
Yeah.
What date did you do it? What day are you going to do YouTube? What episode is this? What was the topic? What are your podcast goals? I reached 100 subscribers on this date. I want this. And then throughout that page, I faded it out to where you put in your own goals. So it's more so going to be like an accountability book, because a lot of people say, okay, I'm going to try this month to be on Instagram more and post. Okay. But what about TikTok? What about Twitter? What about replying to the comments? Because a lot of times if you post something and it's getting a lot of engagement, if you don't respond to those comments fast enough, people are going to be like, oh, this must be a bot, or they must have somebody controlling their page because they're not really talking to me like a human being. And you want it organic. At least I want it organic. Like, I'll go through my Twitter every day and see TikToker delete, 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 delete. And on TikTok, if you have a business, if you have a show, if you got a good mindset and you can help people, why wouldn't you be on TikTok sharing it and getting an exposure of like 1,000 people a day compared to sitting on IG that's really limiting your exposure because they want you to pay for it?
IG and the Smurfs, Facebook. Facebook.
Yeah.
I hate to bring up the Smurfs, but they really the worst ones out of all.
Yeah.
They like the ghetto people in your family.
Right. And so I deleted my Facebook because it was just not a place where I saw the growth for who my listeners were. And then if you have like a podcast group of podcasters, why are you telling people these are the rules? You cannot market your podcast. Then what am I here for?
That's crazy.
But that's how they set up, and it becomes very clicky. And even with this regular podcast stuff, people try to segregate art. You don't segregate art. Like, there shouldn't have to be, this is the Black podcaster awards. Like, I understand, like, if you're not an indie podcaster, which is you're not backed by a $1 million company, they don't pay you the salary.
Like me.
You know what I'm saying? Me too. Mm-hmm. But those podcasts are on these top 100 lists, top 25 lists, because they are paying people to be consistently put on this list at this number. Me personally, I would rather my growth be organic. So like last year, I got more people this year. Next year, I'm going to have more people than I got this year, because I organically showed up in different ways, and that's why they like me. Not because I'm popular, not because I talk about the latest gossip, not because I'm messy. And I feel like if I mention Diddy and his new girlfriend, all the messy people are going to come running. I don't want that.
I try not to gossip at all.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't want that. Like, I want people to listen to a show of mine, learn something, think about how you can be better, utilize it, go find what I was talking about. Maybe it'll help you whatever your life got going on, and be great, be better. I don't want you to listen to my episode and be in a worse position that you were in unless you're doing something you have no business doing, and I'm going to check you. And I'm not going to tell you, give me a 5-star rating. No, give me whatever honest rating you feel like I deserve for that episode, because even if you like it, you hate it, at least I'm getting feedback.
Right. And I look at the comments and just like a coach or something, like Tate. Mm-hmm. I look at the comments like Tate, the feedback, the email, mm-hmm. all of that. I look at it like Tate. And I feel like the listeners are your boss, you know, in some capacity. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's on you. But by them listening, you know, they kind of tell you like, hey, this is what I like. Thanks for this. Thanks for that. You know, whether it's 5, 10, 100 people, 200, 300 people, it all helps make the show better.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. So you talked about seasons. How many seasons do you currently have? What season are you in, young lady?
For She Gets It right now, season 19 starts in January. I already recorded 6 episodes ready to go for January, and I'm only dropping once a week on Mondays where she gets it next
That's
year.
That's good.
Yeah.
And Monday is a good day.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at my analytics, even though I drop on Friday, people listen on Friday. They listen on Saturday and Sunday. But when people supposed to be making money for the man, they listening to my shit.
Yeah.
On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's why it's so important to know who your people are. Are they people at corporate job that's gonna sit there? Are they working in a factory? Are they working in retail? Or do they have a job where they talk to people a lot? You probably not gonna see a lot of plays at a certain time. So every season I do a test, and the test last season was Night Throat, which was I dropped purposely at 10 p.m. And that was for all the people that woke up early, had a lot of shit to do today. I want to chill out. I want to, having friends over right now would be cool, but we all working and we don't want to see each other. So I'm going to just push play on this podcast and
let me listen to the Quiet Storm.
Listen.
Boom, boom, boom.
So I did it 10 p.m. last season, and the number was okay, but I realized that my people are morning people.
Yeah.
And they want to get their week started with a push. And so I'm back early in the morning next season and dropping good, deep-rooted shows, because if you keep creating seasons or episodes, you gotta develop, you gotta come with new stuff or else you're gonna get bored, and I get bored easily. I'm a Gemini. You gotta keep it spontaneous with me or I'm a go.
Chan, you may be one of the only Geminis that I like.
I try to go deeper, get a different angle each season, attack a different topic. How can I address the elephant in the room this season? And that's how I look at it, because there's enough podcasts talking about sports, in my opinion.
Relationships.
And that's why, yeah, I'll have She Gets It pod, but I could branch off and do the Real Relationship Report. That's only twice a month.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Give you a little bit. But even then, we're not doing celebrity relationships. We doing just like this problem right here that being relationships. Let's talk about it, because y'all just out here making a mess and it's not that hard. We're doing it that way. And then Loudmouth Stereo with Greg is just more so everything with people who have a different goal. So like, we'll talk about tech, we'll talk about certain areas of a relationship, but we don't go at it so hard. We'll talk about your friends, we'll talk about, you know, trusting people, how you move in, you know, a startup company. We talk about stuff that people our age with mortgages need to know. What you need to add on your resume, what you should take off, like things you can use and go. I didn't know that existed. Good. I'm glad we told you. You know, that's what we do on that show. And Cozy Moon Podcast is easy. Like these kids, you got to constantly learn with these kids. So even my kids keep me on the toes, and I'm always trying to dig into like, okay, what else can I talk about? Because I've been doing Cozy Moon Podcast since 2018. We going into 2023 and I'm still coming up with new content. And so I don't have teenagers yet, but I know in a few years they're going to be into their preteens, at least one of them. Listen, and I want to start tackling those topics with preteens, because we know what we did as kids and what was around us, and now they're like 10 times faster. So
they're exposed to a whole lot more.
Like, I want to get at certain Santa
Claus. Faster. No Santa Claus, buddy.
Listen, I want to get at certain topics faster to make parents who are already there more aware. So I'm excited. Every season I'm excited. I don't do podcasting because I have to. I don't do it because it's popular. I do it because I like it. And sometimes it's better than talking to someone who's not even going to use your advice anyway. They're going to still stick with the person that.
But I love him.
Emptying their bank account or scratching up their car. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I'd rather talk to the people, and whoever gonna take heed, gonna take heed.
Right. So what's the key to your longevity?
Personal purpose.
Okay.
I don't like people. I don't like people. And a lot of people are like scared to say out loud, I don't like people. The people I work with know I don't like people. I'm in the house, you know what I'm saying? I don't like people. Why do I have to come to the office?
Exactly. And one thing about COVID, and I'm not trying to, you know, beat a dead horse.
Yeah.
It showed people that the work can still get done. You could get more work done if people are comfortable. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know,
Massa,
the mans want to micromanage. They want to see what they can control. They want to see who their puppets are.
Yeah.
And so, I told this company on the first day when they was going around and seeing, so what is your goal with this company? I said, I do not plan to retire here. I want to work for myself. So once I get to a point where I'm working for myself, I'm done. Next person, like, I'm not giving you what you thought. Like, I do not want to be here. I'm here because I could pay my bills and make it around to the next month to pay my bills, and I could take care of my kids in a certain way where I feel like they deserve. I think my position as a mom is to make sure I can raise my girls better than I was. Be in a position more so than my parents could be in for me. And so far, I feel like I'm doing a good job at that, but I feel like it could be better. I feel like as a mom, I deserve to have a whole life insurance with a million plus in it for each of my kids and not worry about not being able to make a payment and they just close my shit. Like,
exactly.
I don't want to be the working poor no more. I know I'm talented. I'm putting in the work. I am actively praying with effort. And that's how I can say it. Like, I don't sit in no prayer in my truck.
You're actually doing the work though.
Yeah, like I don't ask God for anything I didn't deserve because I've been putting the work in. And so even with that, I don't worry about certain things because I know I'm doing it in the honest way. I don't feel like in my everyday I'm doing something malicious or I'm lying to anybody about anything because my life is open. Like, there's nothing that you going about Chantal that Chantal has not said already.
Exactly.
So
by you saying that, Chantal, let's talk about Quickies, a segment of your show. Can you describe the quickies?
The sticky quickies, sticky notes. It's just quick thoughts. They're very random. They don't go together. But you know how you just in your week and you just thinking about things, and you know if you probably said it out loud to somebody, be like, why is she thinking about that?
Oh, no, right?
That is this segment of the show where I throw that in, And this season I have something new that I'm putting in the show for people. It's like y'all gonna get to know me through me answering certain questions that I got through an idea of mine. So it's kind of like, is Chantal therapy, but y'all in on it. And okay. So y'all gonna get to know me better. Definitely gonna see a different level of me this season, because I mean, I turned the mic on and I didn't know what was going to happen and it happened. So there's that.
Okay.
But it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
What's the best way to deal with the content vandals of the world?
The ones that be stealing thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay, so I talked to Larry last night from Couch Sessions. We recorded last night. And he was like, people see me out here consistently doing, you know, my thing, and I'm making my own stuff, and they don't ever support me, but I'm starting to see similarities on their new stuff. I'm starting to see their stuff looking like mine, patches like mine. I'm just like, I had to learn this in college. Like, fashion is all about repeating and copying and seeing who could do it in a different color, see who could do it with a cheaper material and still get the same audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, same thing with podcasting. Like, when Greg and I got on Stereo, they were paying us like bi-weekly. Like, we was making $700 to $800 every other weekend just doing shows Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. We weren't working harder, we were working smarter. And then we were taking those shows and putting it on our own platform and making the money again. And right. We were doing that for so long. And then they changed like their setup with the app where they didn't want to pay creators anymore, but we still record on there because I don't know Greg from nothing. Like, all I knew is Greg was in a Zoom during the pandemic with like 20 other podcasters. He peaked my work ethic. We checked out each other's podcasts. And I'm just like, okay, I like, you know, how he work, and he liked how I work. And when we would do shows, we would have to wait until that day or that night to put up the topic, because people would just steal the topic, have their own show under our topic because they didn't want to think. Like, people are lazy. And it didn't, to me, it didn't matter, because our delivery, nobody else could do.
Exactly.
Our chemistry, nobody else could duplicate. Like, a lot of people will ask Greg, like, are you and Chantal together? Like, are y'all a couple, or... Y'all gotta be fucking like it, like the way that we,
yeah,
like the way we like. I know, yeah, I know when to pause. I know when to let him have this. I know when to be like, okay, this show, you got this one in the bag. I'ma just be like your ad lib person. Like, we know how to feed off of each other. And Greg lives in DC. I never met him in my life. I live in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? He's never came here. Like, we plan to meet up, like all of the pod fam, Drake, Baylor, like we all over the place. But that's the best thing about Stereo, is it's a free app. You can have the MP3 after you record. You can have mics if you want to, or you could just do it from your phone. You got an audience that's all over the world. Like, we met so many people on there from London, different islands, smart, intelligent people that put us on stuff. And right. I think when it comes to people just stealing your thoughts or your ideas, it's gonna happen. I tell people, even like when I was designing stuff in college, I said, the way that I design shoes was very weird at the time in 2004, 2005, 2006. Fast forward now, if I go into United Nude or I look at a collection on United Nude, they look like my shoes that I was doing back in 2005. I'm not mad at it, but your vision is your vision. Somebody's going to see it. Somebody's going to want to duplicate it. The higher in fashion you get, they get lazier. The higher in corporate you get, they look for who's on the lowest part of it to blame. That's life. Like, do it your way. Whoever knows authenticness and the real knows, like, that's it. Like, right. Even like,
you Basquiat. Can't fake it. You can't yeah. fake it.
So many people copying how Basquiat would paint or draw. But we all know who was the first to do this. Like,
exactly.
You got to shrug it off and make sure you come tomorrow better than you did last time. Like, let them copy that. I already did.
Exactly. That's a throwaway.
Yeah.
You take this knockoff, right? That's all it is after you do it.
Right. Right.
So what are some obstacles you face in your personal life in regards to being a podcaster? Or am I being too nosy? Just say
hey, no, you're not even being too nosy. I'm trying to think about, like, what is Chantal's personal life? I'm very open with
question, I guess.
I'm very open with everybody in my life. If I don't like something, I'm gonna tell you out loud I don't like it.
Right.
If the session wasn't great, I'm gonna be like, you can stay home. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna be no secret. You're not gonna find out about it on the podcast. But, oh my God, I thought you. I told you already. And you know, if the eddies wasn't hidden, I'm gonna tell you the eddies was whack. Right. Where you got that from? You know, like, I don't. Secrets at my age, at 35, like, what I'm holding it for?
Right, you're a whole grown up.
Like, I don't date, so can't nobody be like, why you discuss our date last night on the podcast? I don't date. I'm not in a relationship, I'm not married, so no man could be like, I think you just talking about too much on the podcast, you getting too, like, this is how I base it. Like, I don't do anything or say anything I wouldn't be proud of my children bringing up later.
Exactly.
So that's a good gauge on how I do things. I don't discuss problems I haven't discussed with the person I'm having a problem with on the podcast. I have it with them first.
That's my thing. Before you talk, have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Before you hold a grudge, let's have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a miss, nine times out of ten.
Yeah.
Or a hit that you just don't want to absorb.
Yeah.
You
know? I don't do podcast beef. Right. I know a lot of people out here do podcast beef, like, this person not talking about this person don't like this person said this on their podcast and they thought it was, like, you know, a sub. I'm just like, come on, like, grow up. I think personally, the most personal I've ever gotten would be for Cozy Womb Podcast, because I am a mom. And I was how I started that podcast off, I was talking about my personal experiences, because that was the first podcast I made, because I felt like all the books about being a mom and being pregnant was bullshit.
And sent you off and tried to spin you.
I was like, so what chapter is the one talking about your titties gonna be bricks? Like, where is that chapter at? What chapter is the one where you hungry, you can eat your favorite food, and it's like this nasty taste in your mouth, and you feel like you want to vomit, but you can't vomit? Where's that chapter at? And it wasn't there.
Right.
And I just felt like it was my duty to tell women and men, like, this is why she's a bitch. Imagine being a side sleeper and not being able to sleep on your side for 9 months. Wow. Like, it's for a lot of women, they make it, oh, it's beautiful, your skin's gonna be glowing, your hair is going to be long, your nails gonna be nice and strong. I was miserable my second pregnancy more than my first. And a lot of people say, if you had a baby the first time, your second one's going to be so easy. It's going to be such a breeze. And I always tell people this, even my friends that don't have kids yet. If I had my second child first, she would have been the only child. Like, that's how much I was just like, okay, never again in life will I ever.
I know, right?
So I wanted to tell people about that, and the way that that podcast has grown and the ideas I come up with each season, I'm just like, damn.
See, people can resonate with that because it's real. It's something that they experience that nobody else will speak on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something that people might feel like, oh, that's too embarrassing to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, little Skylar is here now. We are not going to say nothing about it.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be on the mic and be like, I was in that delivery room and the man that saw me naked for many years since I was 18 watched me shit on myself while having his child, and he was like, I saw everything. And I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, it's life, it's real, it's not pretty. And I wanted to share that, not to scare people, but to make people aware. Like, I had a whole child as a Black woman in Georgia, where more Black women die than anywhere else in the world. And the Lord allowed me to come out of that hospital healthy and my child healthy, and both of my kids are healthy. So every day I feel grateful. Not to knock anybody that maybe lost a child or had complications or lost their wife or their mom, and now you a single dad raising a baby and you wasn't ready, but having a child is scary. It's kind of like, you know, for me, I don't like roller coasters, but I got the balls to stand in line and get on one. And you know, like the moment you get on the roller coaster and how it looked down there wasn't as high, and you on it, you in the middle, is already strapped in and you halfway going up, that is your labor's tomorrow.
Damn.
Like, nobody else can push for me. Nobody else can have this pain for me. Like, I'm going in, and the whole time you just going through this fucking pain that's insane. I compare it to, ooh, if you ever can imagine getting hit by a Mack truck every 2 minutes and nobody can do anything about that pain.
Just straight and up all that,
listen, and everybody just, okay, just push, you're doing great. I'm just like, dog, no, come get her. But
pull out.
Yeah, it's real, but I love it. I love it. You just gotta love it to keep doing it. You can bring up any excuse to be like, oh, I know I haven't put out an episode in a while, or, you know, I've been going through some shit, or I got a second job now and I just can't find time. If you want it, you gonna find time.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a lot of podcasts that I like and they just faded away and disappeared and they mm-hmm. are no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and man, that's just, I feel like that's a disservice to the listeners, you know?
It is. And what I wish platforms would do is give like a time frame. So like, if you had a podcast and the last time you recorded was 2015 and we going into 2023, this has to be deleted. Your name is now up for grabs. You just can't sit here and marinate.
Get out the way.
Like, a lot of people have a podcast that they haven't touched, have no goals on starting back up again. And then you have these new creators that have these great thoughts and they think of a name, they Google it, and there's somebody podcast sitting there like this. When was the last episode? 2012. But that's my name. Like, what? It's madness.
So, what's on your bucket list, Shan, if anything at all?
What's on my bucket list?
Yeah.
I want to go to Greece.
It's so beautiful. The water is so blue.
Yeah. And,
you know, like the gyros here.
What's so crazy is I lived in New York for 6 years and I never had one.
Oh, wow. Wait till you get to Greece and have one.
Yeah.
And then come back to the States and eat one and you're going to be like, hey, I'm leaving here.
Listen, the older I get, I'm not going to lie to you. Living in a different country looks more appetizing than living here.
Stop playing. You ain't saying nothing that ain't true because this is a whole nother episode.
Listen, you like the older you get, you're just like, oh, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to get a house. I'm going to have this. You don't own shit here. No. You don't own shit here. And when I got to a point where I'm just like, ugh, like, yeah, I would love to be like, I have a house and it's paid off, but I don't want to be in debt to people in politics saying, well, we're going to raise the taxes to 23%. And you going to tell me that's retired and had a plan for my money for the next 30 years that I got to go pick up a retail job?
Right. Hey, I put in for this shit when I was doing what I did. Y'all got to adjust, not me.
Right. And it's just so unfair. Like, I want to live somewhere where if I buy land or I buy a car or, you know, I buy a house, I pay for it one time.
That's it.
We the only country where you got to keep registering your vehicle every fucking year.
There's so many scams. So many.
It's like, what?
And it's a cycle of them. They all work together. You know what I'm saying?
I just showed my mom today. My internet, it allows me to control all the devices and turn on and off the internet. And I went on there today. It updated and it said, if you would like to make your Wi-Fi router stronger to get to other parts of your house, pay $10 a month on top of your bill. Bitch, I pay the whole thing. If I have a router that I pay internet for, I should be in every corner crevices of my house and be able to have Wi-Fi with no issue. They keep upgrading shit to get deeper in your wallet, and it makes no sense.
I'm going to give you some free game, Chan, because I worked for Xfinity for 17 years, right? Mm-hmm. Get your own router, and you can hook up as many devices as you want to it. I recommend a Netgear or a, Motorola. Go to Best Buy and buy your own. So if you got Comcast shit, it's cool. But plug your own router into their shit and you could hook up many devices as you want.
It's so crazy because before they upgraded this router, this 5G router in my house, I had the older one. And I could be any part of the house and the internet is like full bars.
Yeah, they updated it down.
They updated this shit. If I go in my room, my Wi-Fi will just randomly come off of the Mac. I'm just like, what?
Dirty.
It's crazy.
It's dirty. Yeah. Last question. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Boom, 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 boom.
Will be the legacy of Chantel?
The legacy of me.
Listen to that. Boy, that sounds like royalty already. My legacy is.
My legacy would be complete creative honesty. And I say that because I don't feel like I'm the best that ever was as a designer. I don't feel like I'm the best there ever was as a mother. I don't feel like I'm the best there ever was at putting shit together. But I feel like whatever my vision was, I never said I was going to do something that I did not do. Anybody that knows me understands, like, oh, she said she gonna do this, she's gonna do it. She did it, or she's going to do it, or she's already doing it, and she's just being quiet. So if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to come through and I'm going to do it. If I say I'm going to be there, I'm going to be before time. If I say I don't like it, I don't like it. You're not going to convince me. If I say I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. I want to spit on you if you was on fire. Like, that is me. I am very true. I am very honest. Nobody can sit and say, well, she said this, but she really did that. Well, she raised her kids like this and she told them lies. Like, I'm blunt, honest with my kids. They bring me a picture and be like, mom, you like this? No, that's ugly. I don't think you tried on that. I mean, I've seen
me. That's what.
Yeah, I've seen better. Yeah, and that's what I need people to know. Like, you are not helping your kids by painting a picture that life is one way and it's not. I told my mom the other day, I said, these girls don't leave this house ready for whatever, because I just walk around my house randomly and size my girls up and be like, you want to fight? And of course the youngest one is like, yeah, I want to fight. Let's go. Good, you on your P's and Q's. I did my work, because I don't feel like you need to be combative all the time. I don't feel like you need to be a problem maker all the time, but you better be ready to solve problems. And some problems cannot be solved verbally. And some problems cannot be solved by killing them with kindness. And I don't raise my kids on killing somebody with kindness. If someone says something to you, you don't like it, let them know you don't like it. Before you put your hands on them, go tell somebody of authority or come tell me. If they touch you, handle that. I'm not going to be mad at you. If you want to tell me what somebody said on the school bus and it was inappropriate, tell me. I'm not going to be mad that you cuss at me. It's just a word. Well, what does this mean? I'm going to tell you all the meanings of the word. Most parents would be like, you're not supposed to tell your kids that. But would you rather have your child in the middle of a plot, not knowing what somebody's talking about, or peeping game?
Knowing is more than half the battle.
Like, it's a difference. Like, you're not about to talk to me on a regular and be disrespectful as my daughter. You're not gonna do that. But there's a way to do things. There's a tone you need to check yourself on. And I don't know, a lot of parents are not preparing their kids for what's outside. Every day on my Ring camera is some BS about my neighbors losing a dog, or you know, there's two pit bulls in the street, or, you know, there's a cute little pug on my street. Da, 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 da. Where's y'all fence?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I left my laptop in the car and somebody broke it and stole it. Why the fuck was your laptop in the car?
Why?
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. They go be well-rounded. I want my kids to, I won't have a funeral, so they won't be talking at my funeral. I think funerals are a waste of money and full of phony people, because I believe in giving people their live flowers.
I agree with that 100%.
Because then when they pass away, you don't feel like you didn't do enough. You feel like you showed up and you was already prepared for them to go. If you feel it, call them and say, hey, I just wanted to check on you and be like, I love you. And they're going to be like, what's wrong? Nothing. That shit should be. I'm a type of person where I don't need you to tell me you love me every time we get on the phone or we hang up. X number 3 would do that, because then I stop appreciating it. It loses its oomph.
Value. Yeah.
But a random, I just called to let you know that I love you. I respect it more because you're in deep thought.
And it's real.
Okay, so that's me. That's me.
Okay, I'm sorry that I didn't mention this. Ooh. What is the magic website where people can purchase these 3 books that you already have?
Dun, dun, dun.
You got coming out? And the fabulous merchandise.
Okay, so a one-stop shop, because I do a lot. And I have many pages and I don't want to have y'all all over the place. Just go to shanbipodin.com, C-H-A-N-P-O-D-D-I-N.com. And You'll see all of the podcasts. You'll see how to connect with me for like marketing. If you want to do promo, you'll see articles. You'll see the bookstore that the books are physically going to be in this month, by the end of this month. You'll see lulu.com links for each of the books that you can order. The new one's not available yet, but it will be on Christmas. You'll see all of the shops. Who is Shan Shop? She Gets It Shop, Let's Shop Bid, Loudmouth Stereo Shop, and Mama's Cozy Closet, and the Cozy Room Shop. And I separated the shops because my audience is different. Women shop more than men, so it's more women's stuff on some of the sites. And the way that I price things out is I understand that we are working people. I don't conversate or sit around bums. So I know people out here getting money, making smart decisions. And the way I price my things is reasonable to where, okay, I could go to such and such store right now and buy me a $30 sweatshirt. Why should I spend X, Y, and Z money on this plus shipping? And that's how I do my price. Now, if the price on something is just like high, is high because two people getting cut from merch, the company and me, and the product itself is there. So I'm just trying to be reasonable, be understanding. I'm trying to get these books out and in people's hands so we can have quality over quantity. Because as a podcaster, we both know there's a lot of podcasts out here, but maybe the sound quality is not that great. Maybe the artwork's not that great. Maybe there's no description that makes me want to click here and listen. Maybe they don't understand that you can trim the noise, the mic sound, you know, like all of these great tips that, yeah, me and you, we probably Google something, get these tips and do it better. But some people need it like right there in their face, a visual of it, to get understanding. And so I just make sure that website doesn't involve me having to repeat myself, because I hate repeating myself. That's a huge pee for me. So Shambi Podden is the best bet. You can find me at Shambi Podden on TikTok, Twitter, IG. She Gets It Pod on Stereo. Lulu.com is where the podcast books are. Amazon is where my other books are, and that link is on the website. Anything you need, even if you want to see all the books that we've read for So What Page We On Be, I post all the books and I rate them. So if you see a title and you're just like, well, I wonder how this book is, I rate them from like a 1-star to a 5-star. And it's all about just giving people information and letting them choose. You know, I'm the type of person where you don't have to listen to all of my podcasts. You don't have to buy all of my merch. You don't have to buy a book. But if you know somebody that can utilize the information or a book, just pass it on.
Exactly.
But yeah.
So tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on the internet. I want to work for myself. And if you're a creative, you know how hard that is. You know how defeating it could feel at times when you put the time in and what you get out of certain projects ain't matching. The math is not mathing. But working for somebody else's vision and then giving yourself an hour and a half in your day is robbery. And I feel like in everything I do, I'm always giving something. And what I'm giving on the mic is an idea, honesty, and allowing people to understand a different point of view. That's why it's called She Gets It Pod, because I get it. I might not agree with you. I might not agree with the next person on why they did something, but I get it. You know, some people listen to answers, some people listen for understanding. I'm the type of person where I listen for understanding. But before you leave, I'm gonna let you know where I'm at so you're not confused. So yeah, you can find me, just put in Shan B. Podden, or you could put in Who is Shan? Or the name of the podcast, and I bet you most of me is gonna pop up. Or you could just put in my real name that's on the books. A lot of what I do is going to pop up. And if you have any questions, I'm never one of those creators just like, oh, you can't talk to me. Oh, you can't email me. Oh yeah. Reach out, but please do not hit my DM on some, you know, I just want to talk to you. I just want to, you know, get your number because I don't care. Okay. My rule is I got two main rules. You must be a daddy in real life. And you must be 30 minutes away from me. If that ain't it, save your time, save your effort. I like to look at people too, but I don't pursue people. I just like to look at. So there's that. But I think podcasting is great. I love the fact that you get on the mic every time you do a show and you're just really honest and true to yourself. And one other person's podcast is not dictating your show. You know, other people's podcast is not dictating my show. You know, events don't happen tonight and I get on the mic tomorrow and I'm talking about it. My podcast is not the podcast where if you didn't watch the news, you can just listen to me and I'm going to give you that. I'm not, because half of what's in the news is bullshit.
Exactly.
The real is in a book. The real is sometimes on TikTok and they take that video down real quick. You got to download it and do your own research. The real is in libraries where people think they're too good to be at. And you got to be smart enough to connect the dots and do your work and not listen for somebody to tell you when your green light is. And I'm all for that. So, yeah.
That's what's up. That's Shan from She Gets It Podcast. The GOAT, the GOAT, the GOAT, the GOAT, the GOAT.
Go throat. Go throat.
So I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Is there anything you would like to leave with the listeners of Rodas Live?
Be safe. Fuck this fake holiday. I know a lot of people lost people this year and last year. A lot of people were used to certain friendships that they thought was going to be on some longevity, and it's not that now. Learn to enjoy people while you have them, and go into this new year not lying to yourself. If you big boned it, and in January and February you're going to be big boned, you're going to be big boned. If you don't want your kids taking care of you when you 40, 50 and not living their life, take care of yourself now. Walk more now. Eat less bullshit now. The FDA is okaying these labs to make chemical created meat and glue it together and serve it to you in a grocery store. So if you ever thought about not eating meat, this is a prime time to start not eating meat. Or if you eat it, eat less of it. Really research herbs instead of taking pharmaceuticals, because they just want to keep you coming back like crack in the 80s, okay? So
weed prescription.
Listen, you got to heal yourself visually. You got to heal yourself through what you listen to, what you eat, people you around. Watch your kids, listen to your kids. Let people earn titles and don't just give it to them. You know, sometimes your relatives ain't family. And be great and do your best. And if you don't care, tell that person you don't care. And if you really care about a person, don't watch them walk out your life because you're too prideful. That's it.
Thank you. Peace.
Peace.